United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Jess Barker introducing another in the series of transcribed feature programs known as Guest Star, brought to you by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Buy United States Savings Bonds. They're the finest, safest investment you could make to assure yourself of a secure future. Today's guest is that talented star of the stage and screen, Miss Bonita Granville. She will appear in a sketch prepared especially for her appearance on this program. First, however, here's David Rose and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Mr. Rose's special arrangement of I'll Be Seeing You. Thank you, David Rose. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our guest star. She is featured in a playlet, The Road to Yesterday, by Harry Lawrence. Here she is, Miss Bonita Granville.
For thousands of years, the once proud Chicago River flowed eastward toward the sea. Now, murky, sullen, and frustrated, it meanders through the city to an ignominious death in a drainage canal. Many things are fished out of its backward flowing waters, an empty barrel, a bit of driftwood for kindling, and now and then in the small dark hours of the morning, a human being
I thought it would be painful to die. But it wasn't. Just a cold, clammy feeling for an instant. Then silence. Nothingness.
I know how it is to die.
All my life I was afraid of death. And just now when it happened, it was nothing.
Death is a doorway, nothing more.
A doorway to peace and rest. And yet I still think about my life in the other world. I suppose I will, just at first.
Yes. You were happy there?
Sometimes. Oh, yes. Very happy when I was a little girl. And when I was a young lady in high school.
The tender years, the kind years.
The best years when one is young. And then after I grew up, came the cruel years. When I fell in love with Tony.
You regret that?
Regret it. If I had my life to live over again, it would be just the same. I'd take all the pain and the happiness, the bitter and the sweet that went with loving Tony. You see, I was a chorus girl on Broadway, and he was Tony Delmore of the Park Avenue Delmores.
Yes, of course, I know who he was.
Then you know that I loved him, really and truly loved him. And you know about that day that Mrs. Harrington Delmore, his mother, came to see me. But Mrs. Delmore, I love Tony.
Oh, no, you don't. If you loved him, you'd give him up.
But that would hurt him. You see, Tony loves me.
Love is a luxury only poor people can afford. I've made great plans for Tony, and I will not have them spoiled.
Supposing Tony doesn't fall in with your plans. Supposing he is foolish enough to marry me.
Then I'll break it up. Even if it means the ruin of both of you, I will break it up.
So, for Tony's sake, I gave him up. Dropped out of his life completely. I went to San Francisco and changed my name to Chickie Dawson.
And do you know what Tony thought of all that?
A long time later, I found out his mother had lied to him. She told him she had paid me off, bribed me to go away. She did try to bribe me, but I threw the money in her face.
That took a lot of courage.
I didn't feel so courageous those first few weeks in San Francisco. I nearly died. It was a lot worse than tonight when I really died.
Living can often be much harder than dying.
I know that now. After San Francisco, I worked a while in a club in Las Vegas. One night, a man came in that looked like Tony. It wasn't him, but it gave me a scare. So I quit and went to Hollywood. Maybe Tony wasn't looking for me at all.
Oh, yes. He still wondered where you were.
I'm glad. And I'm sorry, too, for Tony's sake. In Hollywood, I was offered a couple of small parts in pictures. But I couldn't work in pictures because, well, Tony might see me and trace me.
Your every thought was still of Tony.
Of course. All I had left was my love for Tony. So I just patterned my life around it. Finally, I came here to Chicago. I deliberately worked in the cheap taverns, the Skid Row dives.
The places where Tony would not be apt to come.
Yes. But even then, I couldn't be sure. My last place was the Caledonia Inn, just down the street a ways on Madison.
I know where it is.
I was sitting with another dancer at one of the tables, and a fellow came in that looked like Tony again. Awful much like Tony.
So you slipped out the rear door and ran down the alley.
Yes. But where could I go? Where could I go that I wouldn't see people that looked like Tony? I was tired, so tired. And there seemed to be Tonys everywhere. I found myself down by the river. I didn't really mean to jump in, but when I felt myself going, I didn't try to stop.
I know exactly how you felt.
It's all over now. But just suppose that was Tony in the club. Suppose he was hunting me.
While you're at it, just suppose his mother finally told him the truth. Suppose he started out to find you, still loving you, devotedly.
Just suppose.
And you can dream that he traced you to San Francisco long after you were gone from there.
Oh, no.
Suppose that he followed your trail to Las Vegas, then to Hollywood, then to Chicago, a little closer each time. Suppose he came to the Caledonia Club tonight.
If he only had.
Suppose he saw you slip out and followed you. Then he lost you in the darkness. Suppose he hunted frantically in the dark alley and down the dark street, shouting your name. And then suppose just as he gave up hope, he saw you ahead of him. And just as you slipped into the river, he came running, running.
And suppose that... Oh, why suppose? It's all over now.
Yes, it's all over. Open your eyes.
It's dark. But I see... Tony. Tony. Are you dead, too?
No, my darling, and neither are you. I pulled you out just in time. We'll never have to suppose anymore.
Thank you, Benita Grandeur. We'll have you back in a moment. Now, David Rose and the Savings Bonds Orchestra playing an old Italian air you'll recognize as Ci Baba Ci Baba. Gentlemen, our guest star, Benita Granville.
You know, friends, those of us who appear on these programs are here because we're enthusiastic about United States savings bonds. I recommend them to you because I know of no finer, easier way to make your dreams of the future come true. An education for your children, a home of your own, a retirement fund, whatever your particular dream may be, it's yours if you save for it. Through the systematic purchase of savings bonds. You know, there's no finer, safer investment in the world today. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature program brought to you each week at this time by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our guest today was Miss Benita Granville, to whom we say thanks again for a fine performance. Assisting her in the play were Ann Stone, Jack Webb, and Peter Leeds. Louis Graff directed the play. Music was by David Rose and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. We'll have another star for you next week, so be sure and tune in. Meanwhile, this is Jess Barker saying goodbye with the reminder that savings bonds are a fine investment. Buy them automatically through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, through the bond a month plan where you bank.